My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District, and he's also a member of both the House Budget and Ways and Means Committees. In fact, he's the Vice Chairman of the Budget Committee. For anyone who doesn't know, today is the deadline for filing your federal income tax returns, and in light of that event, Congressman Price has sent out a number of tweets today talking about the problem with the U.S. tax code and some of his solutions that he would like to offer. One tweet reads, "Problem. Folks sacrificing precious time, money, and peace of mind on a broken, complex tax code. Solution, the fair tax." So we want to get his thoughts on why he believes the fair tax might be the way to go here and what other reform ideas make sense. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Wonderful to be back with you today, although it's a tough day on tax day across the country.
Well, I know Republicans always say that you wish the election day was on April 15th, but it's not, so we could still talk about the ideas. Tell our listeners a little bit about the fair tax, first of all, for those who don't know what it is, and why you think that would be the solution to a lot of the headaches around tax time.
Well, if you step back and think about it, I think most Americans would say that our current tax system actually punishes the things that we say that we want as a society. We say we want hard work. We say we want success. We say we want entrepreneurs and risk-taking and investment and all those kinds of things, and yet our tax system punishes every single one of them. So many of us believe that that we need to think more fundamentally and more creatively about it and come up with a tax system that doesn't just massage what we currently have but puts in place a system that actually rewards those things. And I believe that system to be the fair tax or a national retail sales tax that would completely do away with the current tax on income and with tax consumption, so that the IRS goes away, all the taxes related to income at both the business and the individual level go away, and we would have a national retail sales tax that would replace that. It would be budget neutral, so it would bring in the same amount of money, but what it would do is to reinvigorate the economy and get the economy rolling in a big, big way, because it would encourage jobs to come back from overseas, from American companies. It would encourage investment, encourage savings, encourage entrepreneurship, encourage hard work, and reward success in big, big ways. So there are wonderful solutions. This is one of them, and we need to continue the education process about it.
Let's just talk about it a little bit more. Obviously, if you scrap the income tax, and some believe the payroll tax ought to go with it, I don't know if you do, but then obviously you would have to set the sales tax or the consumption tax at what level, essentially?
Well, we believe that payroll tax ought to go away as well, related to income. So any taxes related to income would go away. The level you back into, based upon what the revenue is needed, and based upon the consumption that is across the country, it's somewhere around 20%, 23% is the range that's been talked about. People say, "Oh, goodness gracious, I don't want to do 23% tax." But the fact of the matter is that each and every one of us pays right now about a 23% tax in every single good or service that we purchase, but you don't know about it. It's embedded in the system. So businesses, for example, add into the price of their product an amount that's equal to about 23% of the cost of the product to cover their taxes. Businesses don't pay taxes. The consumers that use the businesses do. So that costs that same amount. So you and I and American consumers would see essentially the same prices on things, but what we would see is that we'd be able to keep the amount of money that we make in our back pocket and in our purses, as opposed to have the federal government come swoop in and take the money that they think is theirs.
Congressman, the simplicity of this is certainly appealing to a lot of people, and people who don't like the federal income tax code, which is probably most people, also like the simplicity. Those who like the idea, though, say we might need a constitutional amendment, because if you keep the income tax around legally, even if you bring it down to zero, the temptation's always there for politicians to bring it back. So do you think an amendment would be necessary to make something like this work?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, because what we don't want is both a consumption tax and an income tax. That's the worst of both worlds. So when you hear people talking about a value-added tax, that's a consumption tax as well. But it is in addition to an income tax, and that, I think, would be a terrible prospect, because what that means, then you give the federal government even more money to expand the bureaucracy and create an ever larger federal government, and that's not what's needed. What's needed is to have a more responsible, efficient, effective federal government, but it doesn't need to be bigger and spend more money.
from those who don't like the fair tax, especially from a income inequality argument, as they like to term it. They say that this is unfair to people who make less money, because if a rich person goes and buys, you know, something at the hardware store and a poor person buys the same thing, they get the same tax, and therefore it's a bigger burden on the person who makes less money. What's the response to that?
Yeah, the progressivity of it, or the retrogressivity of it, is an important question, and the way that the current bill, H.R. 25, solves that is to provide everybody with what's called a prebate. So the amount of monies that are felt to be needed for essential services, food and clothing and shelter, those kinds of things, one would get a prebate to cover the cost of the fair tax on those items. And everybody gets it, so that that those at the lower end of the economic spectrum actually are benefited to a greater degree under the fair tax than they currently are, because even those at the lower end of the economic spectrum now are paying all of that embedded tax in the current services and products that they purchase. They just don't know that they're paying it. And so this is the most transparent and accountable kind of system that one could have.
Now, Congressman, you mentioned something that I think fair tax advocates will be excited about. You mentioned H.R. 25, which means there is a bill to advance the idea of the fair tax. What's the status of that right now?
Well, it's been introduced ever since John Linder was in Congress. His replacement, Rob Woodall from the 7th District of Georgia, has continued to introduce it. We have been original co-sponsors of it ever since we've been in the House of Representatives. Critical mass is not yet large enough to be able to begin pushing it on the floor of the House of Representatives, or even to get our leadership to pay more than passing attention to it. So that's why it takes the kind of education process that is so important to bring it about. And it's going to require, I think, the American people to stand up and say, look, the current system that we have doesn't work. It doesn't work for a thriving economy. It doesn't work for any of us. The American people spend over 6 billion hours a year doing their taxes, over $200 billion a year spent on preparing our current taxes. That's just money that's not needed to be spent in that way. It's wasted, and there's a much better way. There's a better positive solution that could be put in place.
As you mentioned, sir, there doesn't seem to be enough support in Congress to really advance this right now. There has been plenty of tax reform talk. As I mentioned, you're on the Ways and Means Committee. Your outgoing chairman, Dave Camp, put together a pretty detailed blueprint a number of weeks ago. He wants fewer tax brackets, leaving some capital gains and so forth away from taxation, and ultimately would also be revenue neutral. What do you make of his general approach to simplifying the system?
Well, his approach is certainly better than what we've got right now. What we've got right now is a monstrosity that is internally contradictory and just incredibly, virtually impossible to be able to comply with every aspect of the tax code, which is so complex. So his approach and his proposal, his draft proposal, I think is a step in the right direction from fundamental tax reform. If you're a flat tax supporter, I think a flat tax is better than all the other solutions except for the fair tax. But if you're a flat tax supporter, then his solution of having basically two rates, 10 and 25%, he has an additional rate at 35% to make the revenue neutrality of his bill work, but basically two rates of 10 and 25% and bringing down the corporate rate to 25%, I think that makes a whole lot of sense. I think it will have to, however, be a first step on the road to a national retail sales tax in place of the income tax, because I don't think that we can run the economy on income tax as we have in the past, because of the changing demographics of our society, the participation within the economy itself, the lowering of the workforce that we're seeing. I think that we're going to, of necessity, have to go to a consumption tax as opposed to an income tax. If we were to tax the income of this country, both business income and individual personal income, to the degree that we would need to support the government that the other side says that we need, then the economy is going to be terribly stifled and limited in how it's able to grow. And we're already beginning to see the beginning of that through the Obamacare taxes and the like, and the taxes that the president has increased in his 5 years so far in office. So I think that the Dave Camp's move is a step in the right direction, but there are more positive solutions, and I think we ought to be embracing them.
What about on the corporate income tax front? A lot of folks pointing out today that we're the highest taxed on the corporate level in the industrialized world. How would that fit into either the fair tax, or how would you address that independent of that?
Well, on the fair tax, the businesses would not pay a tax. It would all be on the consumption side, and so that solves that problem. And what that does is allow the economy to thrive and jobs to flourish in the United States. And again, those jobs from overseas come back home. And on the flat tax side, the side that we've been talking about through Dave Camp's draft in the House Ways and Means Committee, would bring that business rate down to 25%, which is about the average of the industrialized world. That's a major step in the right direction, but I think it even needs to go further. I think we need to have folks, when they're looking at starting businesses or expanding businesses in the United States, be able to say that the tax treatment here is positive, not just a net zero or negative as it is right now, but positive for creating jobs and creating businesses here in the United States.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thanks so much, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's the vice chairman of the House Budget Committee, also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.